So this is Tiffany Schrader. It's June 5th, 2012. I'm here with Maya Knoll, and we are discussing LGBTQ Wisconsin in La Crosse. Thank you for coming, Maya. Primarily, how long have you been in La Crosse?
My whole life, so that's 18 years.
Okay, and what year were you born in?
1994.
Okay. And how do you, like, what's your association with the LGBTQ community here?
My parents are lesbians.
Okay. And how was that growing up?
Well, as a child, it wasn't really very relevant in my life because I was surrounded by other people that were LGBTQ in the community as well. And my family friends and, like, my family were super accepting, and it was never, like, an issue or a subject of, like, scrutiny or, like, prejudice. I was just kind of surrounded by people that really accepted my families who we were, and so because of that, it never, like, crossed my mind that it was, like, different. And, like, I knew that, like, two moms was, like different than, like, a mom and a dad or a single parent, but, like, I never thought about it really until, like, maybe middle school. But going, like, still in middle school and then even elementary school, I went to a private Waldorf school, which is a really interesting curriculum, and my parents were actually one of the founding parents of the school. So everyone knew who we were, and, like, my mom was, like, the principal there, and everyone was so wonderful. And we even had other students that had same-sex parents. So my schooling also was super inclusive and open and not at all a factor in, like shame or anything like that. So I was super lucky. Like, I never really had to encounter just, like, feeling, like, ostracized or, like, outsider because of my family, really until, like, high school. But even then, I really haven't encountered much criticism or any, like, I don't know. Yeah, I've been really lucky. So growing up, I had a really good childhood and really no instances of, like, prejudice or anything like that. So, yeah.
Good. What made it change in middle school that you realized that this is not just the, you know, norm?
Yeah. Well, I guess I kind of grew up a little bit because I was really, really sheltered as a child, just mostly from the media, just my parents' personal decision. And so I had, like, my group of friends that, like, I had grown up with and, like, my classmates I had been with since, like, kindergarten. Like, we've been together for so long. And so, like, I really didn't, like, start picking up on things until middle school, which is when, like, I was able to, like, I think I was able to use the computer at that time or, like, watch, like, other movies and, like, TV that I hadn't been allowed to. And I also was involved in, like, things outside of my school, like 4-H and, let's see, what else? Like, other, like, community projects, like theater. So I had to step out of, like, the bubble of, like, security that I've had for so long. And, like, it wasn't, like a wake-up call, but, like, I was able to see other perspectives and different lifestyles. So then I was like, oh, like, this has been normal for me, but, like, for other people, it's probably not super normal. So I guess that was kind of why. Just new perspectives and kind of just expanding what I had been used to for so long.
So you said everyone was pretty accepting up through high school. Do you have any particular instances where you did see just people hesitant with your, you know, your family lifestyle?
I'm trying to think. I don't really think so. Like, the process of, like, coming out with my family to, like, my new high school friends, because I didn't know anybody when I first went to high school. It wasn't, like, difficult, really. And, like, the people that I knew that were going to be a little bit skeptical or uncomfortable with it, like, I was pretty careful about how I did it and, like, when I did it and, like, if I was going to do it casually or, like, if I was going to make it serious. So that for the most part, like, I knew that there might be some uncomfortable feelings, but I didn't really have anyone, like, full out right out, like, say, like, you're wrong, or, like, your family's wrong, like, I can't be around you. But I just thought of one other instance as a child. I completely forgot about this. We have some neighbors who, I think they're very Christian, and they have a group, like, a lot of daughters, and I think they're, like, 4 daughters, and they, they wear, like, the long skirts, and, like, pretty, I really forget about this. And so they used to be friends with us, and we would go sledding together, and one time we went over there, my mom and I, and, like, they were talking about something, and I remember that my mom brought over, like, some sort of, like, baked good, and, like, it was supposed to be just, like, I think just, like, a casual chat, but, like, the mom, like, had other ideas, and she, I remember, like, I was downstairs. They sent me downstairs to, like, play, and it was just me, and I came up, and my, like, my mom came down to get me, and she was just, like, crying. And, like, I was, like, didn't know, I didn't really understand what's going on, and, like, until years later, probably, and apparently, like, I think the mom was, like, kind of attacked my mom about, like, verbally attacked, like, our family lifestyle, and said, like, our girls can't play with your girls anymore, and then we've never, like, we were completely shut out of their lives. And we weren't, like, best friends, but we hung out sometimes, like, as the kids, so that was, like, I guess really the first instance, and probably, like, one of the only instances that I've ever had. I didn't really understand it at the time, which is probably why I don't really remember it. But I guess that was, like, the one instance where my family was, like, shunned, I guess. So we haven't really hung out. We haven't really talked to that family in a while, and I haven't seen those girls since. But at the time, I didn't really understand it, and I just was like, oh, I guess we're not going to go sledding anymore. But, so, yeah, I guess. But in high school, not a lot of, like, my friends were super, super open and very like-minded, and I was pretty careful in who I guess, like, selected originally, but then I figured I'm, like, I don't need to hide anything. Like, I can be friends with whoever I want to, and if they don't like me or, like, my parents or my family as a whole, then that's okay. But I've been super lucky, so.
Good.
Yeah.
How do you think having two moms and your parents recognizing that, how do you think your mothers, like, changed the way that they were raising you in order to, like, make that more comfortable? Or?
Yeah. Well, I think they definitely made an effort to kind of surround my sister and I with people who were really caring and understanding and, like, worldly and open and also very diverse. Like, I don't think they wanted to have just be, like, because we're lesbians, we just want you to hang out with lesbians. Like, it was, like, like, we had every type of friend and, like, ethnicity and race and gender, ability, everything. I think they just wanted to give us a really open perspective and let us know, like, whatever we wanted to do was fine with them, like, however, like, whatever our beliefs were and our values were, they would support that, but they also wanted to instill, I guess, values of kindness and openness. So I think they did, like, a really nice job, and I think they intentionally tried to make our lives pretty, like, expansive and open. So I think they probably tried to introduce us to like-minded, like, families, but also didn't really want to, like, hinder our relationships as kids. So I think they were pretty thoughtful about it, but I don't think they took it as, like, I don't know, like, a guideline of who we could hang out with or, like, who we were. I think they just kept it in mind and just did their best to just have us be included and things like that. So I think they, yeah. I'm good. Yeah.
So how would you describe the LGBTQ community in La Crosse?
Well, I'm not, like, really associated with the community, like the bigger one, but the community of, like, my friends that, like, my parents are friends with, and there are, like, I don't know, 10, 15 people, and the people that I know are just, like, everyday people, and, really informed, and, politically active, and, like, good citizens and, like, the community, and just really interesting, and, like, I think there's, like, a good friendship among the people that are, like, among the community, but as far as, like, the galaxy or, like, our bigger community, I haven't had much, like, interaction with it. My parents go to, like, well, went to, like, events for them, and we've marched in rallies before, and, like, we support the community, but I am not, like super connected with the bigger community, I guess. So I guess I probably can't answer that question, like, specifically.
What kind of rallies did you march in?
There were like rallies on the bridge. So, like, we just, like, usually was, like, silent, just, like, signs. And I've done that, like, two times. So, like, on the Big Blue Bridge, just, like, holding signs, and like, usually we walked from somewhere, like, downtown, and then we'd walk up there and just stay there for like, a couple hours, and it was fun, and that's, like, mostly what I think I did that twice. I might have marched in, like, a parade when I was younger. I'm pretty sure I did, but I don't really remember it, but I think my parents used to do that.
What, like, would the signs say?
Let's see, like, I guess, like, the ones that I made were just, like, just, like, accepting every type of family, like, having different types of family, and, like, what's the difference, or, like, stuff like that, or, like, I don't know, like, think before you speak, and, like, just like things, I guess, like things mostly like revolving around like the idea of a family and what it really should be about.
Mm-hmm.
Just like about love and respect, and I think those are mostly what the signs are about.
So you said a lot of the people that you know in the community are politically active.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what they're, like, active in, what they get involved in?
Yeah, well, I guess they all are fairly active in, like, getting the word out and encouraging people to vote, like, today, for example, and work, like, campaigning and canvassing. My family's been involved with canvassing and, like, phone banking, stuff like that. We have, like, a headquarters in downtown, so we've been active there and, like, just helping out and just getting the word out. And, yeah.
Good. So could you expand a little bit on, like, when you mentioned Galaxy? What would you describe Galaxy as?
I think it's like, an organization that is open to any LGBTQ members of the community, it also provides, like, like teen resources and a place, like a safe place to go to get informed, to get involved. There was a headquarters downtown. Just like they provide like stickers and sometimes they have like meetings that you can go to, or like they provide like information about like conferences. And the like I know some teenagers that go there just to, like hang out and like help out and like learn more about our community and even they just want a place to hang out or like be like safe or feel safe there. I think they provide that atmosphere. I haven't really been involved with Galaxy very much, but I know of people that have like worked there before, and it seems pretty cool, and I think people really appreciate having that in La Crosse, just knowing that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And that people are like working there that are willing to help you out or like just be a good friend. I think that's pretty impactful.
Are you aware of any other organizations or anything in La Crosse?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. So, going back a little bit, you said your mother was the principal of your, was it middle school?
It was actually, it's a Waldorf school, so we go from, like, kindergarten all the way through 8th grade, so.
Okay. And your mother established that?
Yeah, well, a group of, like, my two parents and then a couple other parents, I want to say, like, maybe, like, four other sets of parents created the school. My sister was around 2, so, like, 1992, I think, and they knew of the curriculum, they knew of, like, the school policies and, like, what Waldorf was, and so they, I guess they'd start out with a small class and just kind of built up from there, and essentially her position, she liked to be called something coordinator, but she didn't like to be called principal, but that's what she was. She basically ran the school. And she knew it, but she was like the one that was did like interacted with the families and like did events and stuff like that. But everyone at the school was kind of like interconnected, and there wasn't really like one role. Like teachers were involved in like the board and like with other families. So she, I guess she kind of acted like everything, and she even like substituted teachers sometimes. Like she pretty much did everything. But I always just. It's like, to make it simpler, I always just say principal because that's what she did. Yeah.
Perfect. Was everybody in the community and in the Waldorf community, were they acknowledged or, like, educated and knew that your parents were lesbians?
Yeah, definitely. I think that was super important to my parents, like, not to feel like they had to hide anything,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting because my other mom works for the La Crosse School District, and so she is not as open about her sexuality or, like, her family life as my other mom was. So she, like, I think her close teacher friends know, and, like, I'm sure I know that her bosses know, and, like, the superintendent knows, but she isn't, like, advertising it to parents because I know she's had instances where the parents are like, no, like, we don't want you to be around our children. And so she just kind of stays away from that. But they know her children are adopted, and so I think I'm guessing it's pretty obvious, but she's not, but I think she has to be more careful than my mom did when Alma did. So there's like definitely like a contrast between like Alma's school and then Melanie's school. So I guess it was different between the two. So, yeah.
So what do you think, why do you think that difference comes about?
I think the community of like the Waldorf parents and families that were at my Alma's school, are definitely more, I guess, diverse in their beliefs and their values. And I think the Waldorf curriculum kind of focuses on individuality, and I think these parents really take that to heart and are just make a really good effort to be open and educated and prefer not to be ignorant about situations and, you know the good in people. And I think they can see past, like, the labels. And I think the La Crosse school district is a little bit, obviously La Crosse is not, like, completely liberal or, like, anything, like, there's not, like, an extreme. I think it's kind of a mixture. So, the difference between schools, I think, is that some parents, think differently than my parents did in the La Crosse community, and then in the Waldorf community, it was pretty much a general, like-minded belief. So I think they value the same thing that my parents valued, but other parents in, like the bigger community don't value the same things or don't believe the same things. So I think that's like kind of where like the disconnect would be.
How do you think that working in the La Crosse school district impacted your mother?
I think it taught her to be, I guess tolerant of other, like, other opinions, or even just accepting of other opinions, knowing that they're out there,
mm-hmm.
and that she might think differently, and, like, it might hurt her a lot to be, like, the subject of someone's, like, ignorance or, I guess, extreme dislike or just dislike in general. But I think she learned to deal with that and to accept that not everyone thinks the same way as her, or believes in the same things, or values the same things that she does. So I think that probably made her a lot stronger and a lot, I guess, more open to other people. And I think that's also something that, like, my sister and I kind of reflect as well, knowing that, like, if you have an opinion, like, you have to be willing to accept other people's opinions and accept that, like, not everyone is going to love you. And, like, and I think she just had to learn to just understand that there are other things out there that she might not agree with, but, you know, she has to deal with that. She has to deal with parents she can't get around, you know, dealing with parents that don't think the same way, or, like, dealing with kids that are, you know, I think she has to just kind of accept that.
Right. And you said there were a few incidents that
mm-hmm.
she encountered.
Yeah, she hasn't really specifically, like, told me anything, but I know that, like, there are parents that will make a fuss, and, like, there are always going to be parents like that, and so she's had to, like, learn to deal with that, and, like, getting, like, her boss involved, and, like, trying to, like, you know, she may be different, but she's a really good teacher, like, she's not trying to, like, make your child think a certain way. She's here to teach your child, like, how to be a good friend. She's a guidance counselor, so, like, the things, I guess, mostly what she can say is that I'm not going to, like, try to change your world. I'm not trying to, like, freak you out, but, like, I'm just trying to teach your child, and I'll do my best, but, like, I'm not going to change who I am because you're afraid. I'm just trying to teach your child. So I think she's had to, like, you know, deal with parents like that, but I don't, like, know of, like, how, like, pretty, I don't know how, like, intense issues would have been. I don't know if she's ever gotten, like, threats or anything, but I just know that she's had, like, to speak to parents or, like, have other people step in and, like, you know, like, sorry, like, if you need to remove your child from this, like, we understand, but, like, she's trying to teach you, and there's nothing really that we can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. How would you say the relationship between the straight community and the LGBTQ community is here in La Crosse?
I think it's a good question, actually. From my knowledge and the people that I know and, like, surrounded with, I think there's kind of a crossover. I don't think there's, like, a barrier, like, these are the straight people, these are the LGBTQ people. I think it's just kind of, like, a mixture, and everyone that I know is comfortable with it and accepting, and it's not, like, a big factor. And I think La Crosse is, like, a pretty progressive community, and especially in the youth, and I think that's, like, and, like, I guess people that are my generation, like, a little older, I feel like pretty well-informed and pretty accepting all around, and I also think that's reflected in, like, the parents of the people in my generation. So, for the most part, I think La Crosse area is pretty, pretty interconnected. But like I said, I'm not, like, really involved in, like, the bigger sense of the community, I guess. So, I'd be interested to hear what other people would say from a different perspective, but I think, from my point of view, that it's a pretty good mixture of people, and I don't think there's, like segregation between the two. I think they kind of just go together.
Mm-hmm. Does La Crosse have a pride?
Mm-hmm.
Have you attended that?
Yeah. When I was younger, I used to go. I always thought it was really fun. It's, like, at our Oktoberfest grounds, so on the south side. Usually a pretty big deal. And I know a lot of people get involved, and a lot of young people get involved, and some of my friends go, and, like, my parents' friends go, and my parents have gone before. I've been gone in years, but it was always super fun.
Do you know, like, what kind of events they hold and what they, like, provide there?
They have, like, musicians, and then they have, like, usually have, like, a drag show, and, like, I'm sure they have, like, things you can buy, like raffle items, things like that. Probably speakers, and just like hanging out, fun time, games, food. Yeah.
Are you aware of any other events like Pride or anything there?
In La Crosse?
Yes.
No.
Okay. So going back, you said you went to Waldorf
mm-hmm.
until high school, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And where did you go to high school?
Logan High School.
Okay. So, in the curriculum in Waldorf, which is kind of redundant since your mother was basically the principal,
mm-hmm.
And in Logan, how do you feel that those communities were towards the LGBTQ community?
Well, though at the Waldorf school, it was there was just a sense of community overall, and there wasn't any like. These are like the families that have different values, and these are the families that have different values. It was all, everyone was super supportive. It was like a really, really large family. So I think the values were all the same, and the respect was there. And I never experienced anything or like heard of any like issues with the LGBT community. Like I said, there were a couple families that had same-sex parents. And everyone was super nice and like open and accepting and respectful and really just like an ideal situation, like not anything that was like left to be desired. And at Logan, I think it's like been progressively getting like the community or like the students have been and the teachers have been like getting progressively more open and willing to speak out about it. Like in the past, like. Like, 3 years ago, we established the first Gay-Straight Alliance. And from there, the teachers and the staff have been just really wonderful. And I'm involved in the GSA. And in our efforts to, like, get the word out and, like, you know, talk to the staff and talk to the students, they've been, like really helpful and open. And I think they really exemplify a really awesome staff who's willing to just provide, like, a safe community for all the students. A lot of teachers have like stickers that they have on their door that like says safe zone, or just like one of those equal signs. Some teachers have like a rainbow flag like on their name tag, and they just encourage their students to be aware and respectful. And I think sometimes it's hard to do in a high school, but they've just been really awesome. So I think Logan community is. It's pretty good. I'm really proud of like what Logan represents as a school, because I feel like it's definitely promoting safe values and really helping kids out, and I think they're doing a really good job. So like it's not as like wildly like open and diverse as like my other school, but it's definitely definitely does a really nice job to include everyone and just provide safety and reassurance.
Could you expand a little bit on your involvement in the GSA?
Yeah, 3 years ago, actually when I was a freshman, a couple of my friends and I had talked about starting one, but we just didn't have the time, and we were probably just too lazy at the time. But my sophomore year, we had a guidance or a counselor who actually retired last year, who was just really awesome and super funny, and we knew that she had been wanting to start a GSA, but she just didn't have, like, the students that, you know, really were able to, like, commit the time because everyone's kind of so busy. And I don't think it was because no one wanted to. I just think it was timing. And, yeah, so then we knew that she wanted to, and she was one of our guidance counselors, so we knew her personally. And so we spoke to her about it, and she was like, yeah, let's do it. And there was another student that was a senior at the time who was also really outspoken and involved in the community and wanted to start it. So there, I think there were about five of us that got together, and we just kind of started it. And we joined, like the GSA, like the Madison, or like not the Madison, like the state group that like says that you're a GSA. And we just like, we just started like, I don't know, like going to other school. We went to Bangor High School, which is, Bangor is a really small town and pretty conservative. So that was like one of our first experiences. We went and like did like a panel and like informed people and just like answered questions. And that was like the first thing we did. So from there, we just kind of spoke to the staff and spoke to the students, and we participated in like the Day of Silence and just promoted like education of the community. And yeah, it's been really awesome, and to see how it's grown. This year, I think we had around 20 people. So we went from like 5 to like 20 people in 3 years, which is super awesome. And especially the young people that are getting involved. Like, we've got some freshmen and sophomores that are really outspoken and really smart. And so it's awesome to have, like, the seniors that are leaving who started it can, like, watch this group. Like, I'm confident that it'll continue to grow and be effective. And so it's been pretty cool to be involved in it. And it's actually really cool to see the staff respond so well to it. And we've gone to several staff meetings, and they've had some good questions, and they've had some good things to say. So that's been really cool.
Awesome. And so what other things, like resources, do you offer towards like any student that wants to like be involved or just wants to like know about the community?
Well, we make sure that our meetings are open to anyone who wants to join, and we make like a big point about like just saying like you can come whoever you are, like if you're gay, if you're not gay, like if you're straight, if you're like mom, like anything that you want, like anything, if you just want a place even just to hang out, like just come and like we'll like talk to you and you just talk to us. And so we make a really big effort about just getting like letting people know that it's open to anybody and that it's whatever they want it to be, like they can come. And then we have resources that we know of that we give them, like different people that are like groups that they can talk to if they need to, or like we provide stickers and we just kind of let them know that whatever, if they need a friend or just someone to talk to, like we'll do that for them.
Perfect. And you say you participate in the Day of Silence.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We've done that 2 years in a row. Okay. I guess it's kind of hard for some students to be completely silent all day, especially because it's usually on a it's fallen on a school day. So what we do is we have like different colored pieces of duct tape, and like if you could either put it on your mouth if you really wanted to, or you could have it displayed somewhere on your on your shirt or something like that, and like if people ask you about it, you can just inform them of what its meaning is behind it. And so we did that this year, and last year we just had like a table set up at all of our lunches, and people could just come and get a piece of tape. And then we also had like information, like little brochures about what it was about and what we were about. And then there were a lot of students that partook in the event, and it was super cool. And like the people that like were in my class weren't really able to participate in like the actual silence, but we just took the tape and just informed people about it, and it was cool. And a lot of teachers did it and like had the tape displayed somewhere that people could see. And yeah, so it was really cool.
Awesome. And what information was usually on those brochures?
Just like the message behind the Day of Silence and how we were trying to be the voice people who didn't have the chance to have a voice and to speak out. Or just I guess general support of the community and trying to advocate for kindness. And I think I didn't actually see the brochure, I wasn't there for the day, but I know that there were like resources on it and like the Galaxy resource on it, and just, and then also like probably like a blurb about like what the GSA was about and our involvement and how like we could help them or like they could help us. So.
Perfect. So how do you feel like the straight students in the high school responded to like the GSA and the Day of Silence?
Yeah, I think it was pretty well, I think people responded pretty well to it. I think people probably, I know people ask questions about it, and, like, what is this, like, why should we care about this, and the students that they're asking it usually, like, you know, responded with something like, we just want to show support and we want other people to be aware of this. And I think the students that didn't really accept that just didn't get involved, which was fine. If, like, we didn't expect everyone to, like, you know, be jumping on the bandwagon, like, wearing this tape or, like, asking questions. Like, that was okay with us. We knew that there would be students that, you know, wouldn't want to be involved with that. We didn't have any, like, protests or, like, threats or anything like that. Just questions, mostly. So I guess people that weren't comfortable or were uninformed just, you know, asked questions, which is what we wanted them to do. I guess the best way you can, like, educate people is just to let them ask questions and do your best to answer them. So that's what we expected. Yeah, so that was... So we didn't really have anyone that was really, like, this is wrong, I'm leaving, or I'm going to report this.
Did you see any parents get involved in the GSA negatively or positively?
No, unless we were not told of it. But I don't think we... I think we would have been informed, so no.
Awesome. Going back a little bit, did you mention that you were adopted?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you expand on how that process went through for your parents? And
I was adopted from Paraguay was officially adopted when I was around 6 months old. And my parents had already adopted my sister 2 years earlier. So they had done the process was a little bit different because her situation was a little bit more complicated as far as, like, she was a daughter of my mom's brother. So the situation was a little bit different and probably a lot easier. I guess more complicated in, like, the family sense than mine was, but my parents had been wanting to adopt another daughter, and they had, or actually anybody, a boy or a girl. And so they had, like, how they did it was they had Alma, my one mom, do all the paperwork and was legally the one that adopted me first because they couldn't do it together. Or at least it wasn't, like, accepted in Paraguay. So what they did was my mom flew up and she did all the paperwork with me, and so legally she was my mom for several years. And then when I was around maybe 6, we went to the courthouse and my other mom was, like, legally adopted, both my sister and I. So we had, like, a happy adoption day. So it was, like, official, and, like, we just had a judge, like, say that we're a real family, even though it never occurred to me that, like, one of my mom wasn't really my mom. So that's kind of how that worked out.
Do they ever tell you about the struggles of the adoption process, or?
I know it was lengthy. They haven't really talked about, like, the things that they ran into. I think they assumed that it would have to be one, and then they would have to hopefully get the chance to adopt together later. So I think they knew that's what it was going to be like, and I think they were willing to, you know, have one mom adopt. I think that was probably hard for them, and I'm assuming they would have wanted to do it together, but it worked out well because when my mom was going to get me, my other mom's lung collapsed, so she wouldn't have been able to come anyways. I think they knew that it was going to be like that, and, you know, were prepared to do that because they just wanted me so badly.
So, at 6 years, they both were able to...
Yeah, I think it was around that, yep. So we went to court, and, like, I wish I remembered this more, but obviously I just remember, like, the judge. That's, like, it. But I think they just did some paperwork, and we got a stamp or something, and, like, they just went through and able to adopt both of us. So Melanie was able to adopt both of us, and so then they were joint legal parents.
Did your, parents go through, like, the civil, like, the domestic partnership?
No. Okay. I think they probably wanted to, and probably talked about it. And we always talked about, like, maybe we'd want to do that one day. But I think they were, like, pretty content. I think they already felt married to each other, and I didn't think they needed, like, an official ceremony. And they've been together for, like, 23, 24 years. One of my moms actually passed away last year, so they won't be getting married anytime soon. But I think they were just pretty content with their relationship as a whole, and I think everyone kind of accepted them as, like, a married couple, and I feel like they were going to spend the rest of their lives together, so I don't think they were they felt like they needed to, though. I think that would have been cool, though. I mean, I would have liked a wedding. That would have been fun. But I think they were happy with what it was like. And I know that they were super excited when states would, you know, allow that to happen. But I don't know.
Did they ever express to you any of, like, the trials and tribulations they had to go through with just being lesbian parents?
Not really, as far as, like, being parents, because when they had kids, their friends were very similar to them, and, had same similar values and beliefs, and kind of raised their kids the same. So, when they had kids, no. I know that, like, when they came out, I think both of them had, you know, like, issues with their families, but both of them eventually came around and have been super supportive and, like, have no problem with it. I mean, like, I don't think, I don't think their, like, original, like, few years of, like, coming out were super easy for them, but for the most part, I don't think they've had much issues, like, I guess, as, like, lesbian parents.
And you said there were, a few, same-sex parents that you remember in
mm-hmm.
Waldorf, correct?
There was one family, this is actually pretty cool, with three kids, and there were two dads and two moms. And so how they did it, I'm pretty sure, is that they had, sperm donors from the set of dads, and they both wanted kids, and they both wanted them to have both a father and a mother, or I guess two of them. So it was really cool. So we had a family with two dads and two moms, and the dads lived together and moms lived together, and they're just kind of like a big family unit, which I think is super cool. It makes a lot of sense. So they actually go to my school right now, actually. So that was pretty cool. And then we had other students that had parents that were gay or lesbian, but I don't think they had partners at the time, or at least they weren't, like, together, like, married or, like, long-term.
Awesome. With the curriculum in Waldorf
mm-hmm.
and Logan, was the LGBTQ community mentioned at all? Do you remember being, like, educated on that, or...?
But Logan, we talked about it during, like, a little bit in our health unit, or our health class, I guess. Just, like, I think we're probably talking about, like, relationships or something like that, and it just comes up as, like, another, like, maybe you'll have a boyfriend or girlfriend, or if you're a girl, you might have a girlfriend, or if you're a boy, you might have a boyfriend. I mean, just, like, as casually mentioned as, say, like, a straight couple in an attempt to, like, make it, you know, not a big deal, like, this is how it is, and, like, it's totally fine. So I think we have a health teacher who's really awesome, and I think she touches on it, and if kids want to talk more about it, she's definitely willing to do it. But other than that, I think she wants to treat it as normally as possible, and I think that's kind of cool, because maybe sometimes it doesn't need to be a big deal, it just needs to just be there and be accepted, because eventually I hope that's how it's going to be. It's not going to be something you have to, like, point out or, like, spend extra time on. It'll just be accepted. So I think that's kind of her goal. So, yeah, a little bit in high school, and then in Waldorf, we probably had a unit, like, eighth grade year of, like, human growth and development, so pretty sure we talked about it then, and it was common knowledge. I mean, like, people knew my family, and they knew other students, so if people had questions about it, we asked, and, like, yeah, so I think both schools did a pretty good job of informing people, but also not making a huge deal about it.
You said a lot of the teachers were really supportive of
mm-hmm.
the LGBT. Do you know any specific incidents that were negative or violent towards the community, the LGBTQ community, or?
With my teachers?
Just, since you had so much support from them,
oh.
just, like, with anybody else,
mm-hmm.
did you notice?
Negative?
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, like, when we have, like, bigger rallies, or when I've been participated in them, like, there are different people that are, like, they'll, like, boo us or something like that. But, like, nothing, like, physical harm or not even, like, a lot of verbal abuse either. But then again, I haven't, like, really been involved, like, too much in all of that. So I'm assuming that there must have been incidents. Not that I'm aware of that. I haven't really been involved or, like, been informed about, like, more recent ones that involved, like, students at my school or people that I know.
Okay. Awesome. So in the lacrosse community, where are, like, safe places or where are the hangout spots for the LGBTQ community? Aware of any?
Hangout spots. Well, I know that at, like, the UWL, so UW La Crosse, they have, like, a pride center, or, like a group of people that provide, like, information and, like, a safe place. So I'm assuming that college students go there and, like, they can get involved there. We also have the Galaxy and people. I don't think it's necessarily, like, a hangout place. I think it can be for, like, teens, but, like, it's not a very big building and, like, can't really, like, hang out. But I guess, like, I don't really think there are, like, hangout places, at least not that I'm aware of. I know that we do have, like, gay bars, but, like, so maybe I think we've got, like, one or two. So maybe that's where people hang out, but, like, I've never seen, like, a bunch of, like, LGBTQ people, like, congregating somewhere, so. Mm-hmm. I guess that's probably maybe it means a good thing that everyone is just kind of together, and it's not, like, a separate thing. I'm sure that, like, if people wanted to find, a safe place, that they would be able to find, like, a group of people, and they'd be able to, like, establish somewhere to go. But not that I'm aware of, like, there's not, like, a hangout building or something. But, yeah.
And you said that there are some gay bars. Do you know what they are?
I know there's one. I know of one that's downtown and it has like a rainbow light thing. And I think, I mean, I've never been to one, and my parents have never gone, I don't think. But I mean, it seems to be like crowded when I like walk by. Like I think people go there and hang out, and yeah. I'm guessing that's probably where like the younger LGBTQ crowd goes. And I don't really know a lot of, like, younger ones, like, you know, 20s or anything like that, so, yeah.
So, in school, the HIV and AIDS, was that mentioned at all during school, or did you get, substantial education on that?
Yeah, that's definitely also something that we cover in health class, so they do a pretty good job about, you know, informing people and, like, you know, helping them make safe decisions and the consequences of it and, like, what it means, yeah, so we definitely weren't, like, we were taught about it, so we knew about it.
And you said your parents were active in the community, correct, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they participate in, like, bigger events. Yeah.
Okay. What kind of events did they participate in?
There's something, like, I don't know, I'm not quite sure when in the year it is, but they call it, like, a gala, and it's just, like, a night of, like, the LGBT community, and even people that aren't go to, like, an evening, like, a dinner, and, like, there's usually, like, performances and, like, speeches and just, like, pretty formal, and I think they always had a lot of fun going there. I'm assuming there's, like, raffles and stuff like that, so that's what they've been involved in as, like, the things that they, so they did that, like, once a year, and, like, their friends go, and it's a big, fun time.
Yeah. Do you feel like your, experience would have been different had you not gone to Waldorf?
Definitely. I've, like, when I talk about things, and, like, I've been doing a lot of, like, reflecting, I guess, because I've been doing a couple different things with different people, and I'm realizing that, like, yeah, I would have had a very different life, and I guess going to Waldorf and not going to public school, I was super lucky, and, like, I had, like, pretty much an ideal childhood, and I realized that more and more that, like, I had no real, like, hurdles that I really had to jump over as far as, like, my parents, and even just, like, in general. So I think Waldorf school was a huge, like, blessing. I definitely think that my life would be different, and I wonder if my values would be different, or if, like, I would, you know, be as outgoing as I am. I might have been more, like, introverted and not so comfortable with my family as had I not gone to Waldorf school, because there I had no reason to, like, hold anything back or, like, be shy. But I probably would have been very different. My personality would have been different for sure, and then I think I would have been a little bit more protective and quiet about my family had I gone to middle school, or public school.
You say that when you talk about your family to, like, people that you might not know, mm-hmm. or people that don't know, you, like, explain it as, like, a coming out.
Yeah.
About your family.
I guess it's, like, I mean, I think that's kind of how it is, which is, yeah, and that's, like, fine with me. Although, now, it's not, I don't have to really, like, do that anymore, because I can just say my mom, and, like, that's, like, accepted and whatever. But, like, sometimes, like, people do know. Most of my classmates know. All of my teachers must know. But, like, people that I don't really know, and, like, I kind of, like, it's not something, like, bring up right away, and, like, sometimes I'll say, like, something I'll, like, casually say, like, my mom's, and then, like, if they, like, make a face, or, like, if they're, like, just, like, something changes, I can see, like, oh, okay, like, they picked up on that, or sometimes they don't even, and, like, and I don't really, like, say anything right at the, unless I know that we're going to be, like, seeing each other again, or, like, becoming friends, or something like that, so, like, yeah, if I meet someone, I'm probably never gonna see them again, like, I'm not gonna say anything, like, but, like, if I feel like they're gonna be around for a while, like, they're gonna be in my life, or, like, I'm gonna have to see them again, like, yeah, I'll, like, eventually I'll work up to that, and, just kind of be, like, and it's not, like, a just so you know, it's kind of, like, this is who I am. I guess when you, like, first meet someone, you kind of go over, like, the basics, like, who, like, what you do, and, like, what your parents do, and, like, where you went to school, stuff like that, and so that kind of comes around, too, so I just kind of make it as casual as I can, and
mm-hmm.
just kind of hope that they're okay with it, and if they're not, then it's just, like, okay, like, let's talk about something else that's okay with me, but, yeah.
How do you, like, feel out a person to figure out, like, when to come out, who to come out to?
Ooh, that's a good question. Usually, I guess if they seem, I guess I kind of judge it off of, like, how nice they seem, and, like, sometimes people can be really nice and not agree with me at all, and, like, that's fine. So, and also I just kind of just have to take a risk sometimes, too. Sometimes, like, it's impossible to know, like, you're going to like my family, or you're not going to, like, I'm not going to talk to you, or, like, so, like, I just sometimes just got to go for it, and, like, especially, like, when I was, like, I guess the biggest time, like, I haven't had to do it in a while, but I probably will have to do it again now that I'm starting a new school, but, like, when I was a freshman, like, I just had to, like, jump in and do it, and, like, also, it was interesting because my best friend, I don't know how she knew, but she knew, and, like, I just kind of said it one day, she's like, oh, yeah, I know, I was like, okay, so, like, freshman year, it was, just kind of taking a chance and hoping that people would be accepting, and they were, so, and, but I guess as far as, like, feeling out a person, it's hard to do, just kind of go off their personality, and if they're nice, and, like, if you think they're going to be accepting, then just do it, and even if they're not, like, you're going to have to do it sometime, so, just kind of take a chance.
Have you encountered anybody who, like, didn't agree with the way?
Yeah, one of my best friends, actually, his family's pretty conservative, and, he's very Catholic, and I knew that he would be the one that, like, we'd have a little bit of a disconnect, but, it's really interesting to see how much, like, he has grown in the past 4 years that I've known him, and, like, his, like, view on, and, like, his beliefs, and, like, things that he values, and, like, how he presents himself, I think he's matured a lot, so he's the only one that I've ever had, like, an issue with, but not even an issue, he just knew, I think what he said was, something like, it's your family, it's not my choice, but it's your family, and I like you as a person, so I'm not gonna, like, separate myself from that, so, like, that was only, I've only really had one, and, like, one encounter with a friend who, like, who I know for a fact doesn't agree with it, but he's just grown so much, and, like, his mind has been open, like, so much, and, I think he's so much more comfortable with it than he was before, and, like, he knew my parents, so, yeah, so it was pretty cool, but it was just kind of, like, an agreement that, you know, we don't agree on this, but we can be friends, like, as long as you're not hurting my family, or as long as I'm not, like, hurting your family, like, we can just be friends, and you don't have to talk about that if you don't want to, so, and I kind of just accepted the fact that we'd just be different like that, and that was okay with me.
So you just recently graduated, correct?
Yes.
Are you going on to college?
Yeah, I'm going to go to University of Minnesota.
Okay. Awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
How do you feel, like, choosing, like, your growing up in your childhood and your immersion
mm-hmm.
in the LGBTQ community, how do you feel like that impacted where you chose to go to college?
Well, I know that U of M is pretty large, and I feel like if I'm looking for a group of people, that I'm bound to find it in a bigger school. So bigger school is definitely part of it, and also I know that there are just so many different people, and that I would and like beliefs, I would be bound to find people that I would get along with and would have the same values as I do. And yeah, I think I just kind of like, as far as like choosing my school, it was like the size and like the diversity of it that I know exists there, so that's probably, like, the biggest reason, like, I chose it, but I guess it wouldn't, my family wouldn't really have swayed my decision. Like, I probably would have done whatever I, like, wanted to do just because, like, I like the school and, like, my family would be a factor, but I probably wouldn't not pick some place because I didn't think it would be accepted there. I might just do it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
do you plan on getting involved in the, like, community?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah. I might, like, I mean, I know it's, I probably will end up there somehow, and I would like to. I mean, I might not be, like, super active, like, as, or, like, as, like, I was in high school. But, like, I'd like to meet, like, people and, like, be involved in that community, and, yeah, so I hope so.
Good. How have you seen the LGBTQ community, like, change over time? Have you seen anything?
I feel like it's gotten a little bit bigger. I think people are just becoming, like, more confident and not caring as much as, like, as what people think, and just kind of accepting who they are and hope and accepting who other people are. So I think I think it's gotten bigger and a little bit stronger, and that's what I've experienced as far as, like, the community, and definitely more outspoken, I think, as well, but not in, like, a negative way, just kind of, it's kind of like, we're here, we're not going anywhere, so, yeah.
I know you said something about, like, the obvious that there's, like, a big thing going on today. And
yeah.
How does, could you explain just to people who might not know what's so great, like, big about the politics today?
Yeah.
And how that affects the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, so we're voting, at least I'm voting for the recall of Scott Walker today, and I'm voting for Tom Barrett, and Scott Walker is a Republican, and his values don't necessarily reflect the values of family that I believe in, and he's not the ideal candidate for the LGBTQ community, as he doesn't really support what I believe he should support. So, yeah.
And what do you think needs to be, like, supported here in Wisconsin?
I think that it shouldn't be kind of, like, an issue that's, like, hushed and, like, swept away. I think it needs to be addressed and, like, accepted, and I feel like we need a leader who is willing to do that, and who is really open-minded and kind, and I feel like someone, our leader, needs to exemplify the values and be supportive, and because I think our leader would need to be someone that we can all relate to, and I don't feel like Scott Walker would provide that leadership that we need and the support that everyone needs. And I feel like discrimination of any kind is just kind of ridiculous, and what we really need is just someone who's supportive, and that's what I'm voting for.
Perfect. Are there openly trans people here in the community?
Yes, I know of, like, one man who I met. I was in like a little program called OWL, which was we called Our Whole Lives, through, like, the UU Church, so, like, the Universal Unitarians. And it was I think it was pretty short, like, a couple months, and I did it, like, maybe my 7th grade year. And we had a panel of people come in one day. We were talking, it's mostly about the group, like, our whole lives, mostly just about, like, sexual identity and relationships and just finding out who you are, and it's really informative. And one time we had a panel, and I was able to meet Will, who was previously Katie. So I know of him, and he's pretty active in the community, and I also know there's a student at my school who's actually started out his name is Austin, and he hasn't officially, like, gone into the transformation yet, but he dresses as a woman, and so at the beginning of the year he didn't, and then he just sort of did, and everyone has been really awesome about it. So, like, I guess as far as, like, in my school, that's the only person I know of. And he's pretty confident, and he's super funny, and everybody loves him. So, I don't know if he's had any issues. Besides that, I'm not really aware of anyone in, like, the lacrosse community that I know of.
So, was his name Will? Was it?
Yeah.
So, how do you feel like Will and Austin have been like, accepted in just, like, the whole community of lacrosse?
I know Will is really well-liked and well-known, and pretty involved in, like, UWL's Pride Center, and then, in his church. So I think he's got his name out there, and people have just grown, and his partner, people have gone to accept him and know of him, and, so I think his involvement in the community is, people that are in the community, like, the LGBT community, like, know of him, so I think he's been pretty well received and super funny, super nice. I haven't talked to him in years. And then it's, like, the, Austin in my school, really well, I think he's been pretty well received as well. And if people have problems with it, I don't know if they've, like, talked to him directly about it or, like, done anything to him, but he seems pretty confident, and we always make an effort, but just, like, to say, like, you look awesome today, or just, like, you look really good, and he's super nice about it. He's like, oh, thanks, so do you. Like, just, like, building up and, like, let him know that it's totally fine. Like, you're okay. It's good. Yeah.
So you said you were part of the UU church, was that?
Yeah, I'm not personally, but, like, the group, that the Our Whole Lives, they're part of that church, I guess.
And that Our Whole Lives was accepting of the LGBTQ
mm-hmm,
community?
Definitely, yep.
Do you feel like the UU church was accepting?
Yeah. I think we kind of were involved in that church when I was younger, but we eventually just stopped going, I think, just because we were busy and, like, personal decision, I think, on my parents' part. But I know that the people, like, friends of mine that are involved in Unitarian Universalists are really open and very accepting and have people from all walks of life involved in their church, so pretty cool.
How do you feel like other churches and other religions around here respond to the LGBTQ community?
There are churches that I know of that, like, are pretty, like, pretty accepting and, like, have, like, open to LGBT families and would totally accept everyone. And there, I know there are churches that aren't, you know, super accepting to that. So I think there's, like, there's a bit of both in the community.
Perfect. So how do you hope that the community will, or just the issues that are around the LGBTQ community, how do you hope that those will change?
I guess I just hope people continue to be educated so they can make the decisions not based on ignorance or fear, but based on what they know and how the things that they learn sit with them and how they feel about them, so that they're not just making their decisions, like, rashly and without, like, really thinking about them. I want people to be informed, I guess. So I guess I hope people just continue to be educated and become more aware. And I think that's where, like, kindness and, like, respect comes from in the first place. So I'm hoping that people will just be willing to listen and to just experience and see things and realize that everyone deserves the chance to feel safe and appreciated and liked. So I'm hoping that the community just kind of continues to grow with that and be patient and just be willing to learn.
Awesome. I just have a quick question. Are you comfortable with talking about your mother's passing?
Yeah.
Okay. So, first of all, I'm very sorry.
Thank you.
It's awful news. How do you feel like, had your parents been able to get married,
mm-hmm.
that would have impacted? Would that have been different after
in my
she
life?
Passed? Yeah.
Oh, wait, after she passed?
Yeah.
Sorry,
did they encounter any, like, political issues with her passing?
Not that I know. No.
Okay.
Not, no.
And, if you don't mind me asking, what happened?
Yeah, it was in October of last year, and she fell down a flight of our stairs and hit her head and just died on impact. So it was one of those reversible brain traumas that she would have just been brain dead. So we had her for a day, and then we had family come in, and that's what happened.
It was heartbreaking.
Yeah, it was, yeah, but it's okay.
So how do you feel like your family has changed since then?
Well, I mean, we're definitely a little bit... I think we're also, like, recovering a little bit, but we've made a pretty good comeback. I mean, I feel like we had no choice but to, like, continue doing what we were doing and being who we were, and, like, we had no choice but to keep moving on, and, like, I think that's, I'm pretty proud of what we have become, and I think we're still pretty close-knit, and, like, everything is, different, obviously, but we still like the same values, and we're still kind of like the same family, just without her. But that's okay, because I think we're doing a pretty good job of it. Yeah, so I think we've had a really good, we've been really well supported from both my parents' families and then like our community of friends, and just been really, really great. And so we've been really lucky, and I think we're gonna be fine. Yeah.
Was this the mother who was the president of Waldorf?
Yeah, yep.
Or the,
yeah,
the principal?
Yeah, yeah. And so, yeah. So she, although I think when you asked about, like, political, like, issues, like, after her death, were you talking about, like, as far as, like, signing things and, like,
yeah,
oh, okay.
Like,
well, okay, there was, yeah. She, when we got her, like, her death certificate,
mm-hmm.
My mom wasn't able to sign it, so my sister had to do it, because she was the older one, and the one over, like, 18. I was only 16 at the time, so my sister did have to sign it, and, like, when we went to get her cremated, she had to be the one that did all the paperwork. So I remember that was pretty hard for my mom, and I think probably a little bit traumatizing for my sister, and it was just kind of just, like, a really sick feeling that we had to do it like that, and my mom was not happy, and, but, yeah, so that's, I missed that part, but, yeah, so that's, like, what we had to deal with, and, as far as, like, when we were in the hospital and, like, paperwork that we had to sign, I think my mom was able to be there for her. And we were never, like, my mom was never, like, not allowed to be with her. So that was good. But it was just, like, the signing of the stuff that wasn't super awesome for us. Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions? Well, is there anything else you would like to add?
Not really. I think
that's great. Well, thank you so much, Maya,
You're
for speaking with us today. It was great meeting you.
Yeah.